Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Love on a play fake, quick throw, Watson with the speed, Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it, touchdown Green Bay!
You're tuned in to You Better with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt with the call this past weekend on Fox. As the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears, thanks in part to the heroics of Christian Watson, who is really good. One of the, just as a quick aside, isn't it an amazing, Susan, how, like, where we've progressed with medicine in this country, where Christian Watson tore his ACL last year, comes back from the ACL, and this is the best he's ever been in his career. So things that may only interest me. The Green Bay Packers are absolutely rolling right now. Now I want to do like the Limp Bizkit, like Undertaker. Keep rolling, rolling. They're playing awesome. And one of the marquee games this weekend in the NFL, the Super Bowl 32 rematch the world's been waiting for. John Elway, Whirly Bird. Mark Chmura getting stopped short of the first down as the Denver Broncos upset Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. This one's for John. And the next one, I guess, was also for John and also for Terrell Davis. It was not for Eugene Robinson. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are definitely young. You bet on this Wednesday as we continue on week 15 in the NFL. Packers at the Broncos, absolutely massive game. Denver, obviously, still a chance to be the number one overall seed in the AFC and clinch home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. And you know that Denver will be watching the Bills-Patriots game earlier in the day and hoping that Buffalo wins that game, opening the door for Denver to have sole possession of the number one seed in the AFC by the end of the day. Green Bay, a 2.5-point road favorite right now at Denver. Total of the game is 43. Now, some people might say, wow, like Green Bay's favored on the road in Denver. The Packers' power rating amongst people that bet, and bet like a lot of money, and shape the betting market. The power rating for Green Bay is ridiculously high. It's why we talked about last week. Like, Green Bay was almost 7 against the Bears, who were 9-3, and they occupied the one seed in the NFC when that game kicked off. The Packers are just rated really highly. And for Denver, no one thinks the Broncos are bad. Like, that's not the conversation. No one thinks they're bad. Like, most of all, not me. And you'll remember, as I will take the opportunity to tout the things I'm right about, I'll also tell you when I'm wrong. I love the Broncos this season. Bet them to make the playoffs, bet them over the win total. Like, I'm cashing both those bets. It's awesome. I don't think Denver's very good in the grand scheme of things as far as going to the Super Bowl. Is Denver an above-average team? Absolutely. And it's possible that Denver makes the Super Bowl. It's possible if they get the right draw. But the problem with Denver is the quarterback is going to ultimately hold them back. That's my opinion, right? And we'll see. Maybe Buffalo gets knocked out early and Denver has a, you know, a cake couple of matchups. Maybe they have to play Jacksonville and Houston on the way to the Super Bowl if they have the number one seed. Not that Houston's a cakewalk or Jacksonville's a cakewalk, but I mean, you'd probably feel pretty decent about Denver at home in those spots. But the reason why people are not totally in on the Broncos, despite the record, despite the 10-game win streak, despite them being at home in this game, is because no one really thinks Bo Nix is that good. And that's how you get to a point spread of Green Bay minus 2.5 on the road. And the implication here, just so people know, Denver, because of altitude, we talk about this with the Nuggets also, right? Why the Nuggets, even when like they're not good with like with Jokic and Jamal Murray, etc., why the Nuggets have one of the best home court advantages in the NBA is because of altitude, right? So Denver, along with like Minnesota and New Orleans, even the Raiders in Vegas with that stadium, Denver's home field is sick. So the implication here is that on a neutral field, Green Bay is like 4 points better than Denver, right? 4.5 points better than Denver. And here's what's fun as it concerns betting. If you disagree with that, you can take your opinion like a little piggy, take that opinion to market, and bet the Denver Broncos. I might just do that this weekend. Denver, and especially the Broncos defense, is a different animal at home. Crowd's awesome, obviously. Now, I'm not suggesting that like I love the Broncos in this game. I don't. But if you made me bet the game right now, I think I'd take the points with the Broncos. And a game with a low total, with the Broncos defense being awesome. And, you know, I'm a Jordan Love guy. But Jordan Love is prone to, he's streaky, right? We know that about Jordan Love. He could throw a couple picks in this game easily. So could Bo Nix. And that's why I'm stopping short of saying, like, I love the Broncos. But if you made me bet the game right now, I would take the points with Denver. We'll talk about this game a lot more, obviously, in the coming days leading up to Sunday. Man, from one awesome game to another one. The Jared Goff Bowl. The Matthew Stafford Bowl in Los Angeles as the Rams host the Lions. And for Detroit, it's probably hyperbole to state that Detroit's playoff hopes are on the line here in this game. It's a little dramatic to say that. But it's not totally dramatic to say it. It's not totally false. The Lions can still make it, obviously, if they lose. But you'd feel way better about their chances to make it with a win. The Rams, and curious if anyone out there, and I'm guessing most of the audience has, but if you haven't, point spread of the game may surprise you. As it stands right now at BetMGM, the Rams are a 5.5-point home favorite against Detroit. And this number has been 6 at points this week. So Rams 5.5, the total a sky high 55.5. And where I come down on this game, I believe, is going to be the Lions to cover. And the reason why is I think they're going to be able to match the Rams score for score. We know Detroit loves to play a ton of man coverage, right? That was the deal with Aaron Glenn. It's the deal now with Kelvin Shepard. Like they want to man up. They want to send the pass rush at you, and that's how they want to try and beat you on defense. Like, okay, great. Like Matthew Stafford's going to absolutely annihilate them, right? So I don't think if you like Detroit, the handicap can be, well, I think the Lions defense can slow down the Rams offense. Like, no way. Like, no, I mean, like Stafford could throw 3 picks in the game. Like, that's not totally crazy. He did it against the Panthers. Like, it could happen, of course. What's more likely, though? Stafford tears that ass up. That's the most likely scenario, is the Rams score a lot in the game. So if you want to bet Detroit, what you need is the Lions to match him. Can Jared Goff and company go score for score on this Rams defense? I'm leaning towards my answer to that question being yes. Leaning towards my answer to that question being yes. I'm also leaning right now, and it is a high total. Like, we're talking Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, 21-year-old Nick Kostos. In the clouds. Just from a 1 to 10, a certified 20. 55.5. Kind of feels like a 31-27 final to me, one way or another. So lean for me towards the over, lean for me towards the Detroit Lions. That is a rip-roaring high total of the game at 55.5. All right, the next game is not really that great. It's interesting. It's not as good as the other two games. You better you bet on this Wednesday, rolling through week 15 in the NFL. We'll get to hoops. We'll get to Major League Baseball coming up in a little bit. The Carolina Panthers at 7-6. How are they 7-6? Beat the Rams. Beat the Packers. Along with just some brutal, brutal losses. The fighting Eric Eagers, friend of the show, Dr. Eric Eager, director of analytics for the Carolina Panthers. Carolina loves to take big swings. They know that they're outmanned. They know it. But they're really smart. And that's how they're 7-6. And maybe, just maybe, we'll host a playoff game in January. Still get two cracks at the Bucks in the final 3 weeks of the season. With all due respect to my friend Eric Eager, I do like New Orleans in this game. Now, I don't want to take the points. Three, I'm interested in New Orleans, and current sides will probably tell you what the side and total market is. Carolina, a juice 2.5. It has been 3 this week. Total is 40.5. Carolina is one of these high variance teams, right? That's capable of beating the best teams and losing to the worst. I think if you're going to bet the Saints, like 3, obviously, if it's a full 3, I'm just going to play the Saints to win this game. Tyler Shuck, very quietly, and I think you, the audience, know this, right? Like, I love the NFL. Like, I love every sport. Like, I'm being serious. Like, not hockey. I know everything about every sport that's happening right now. And that is less like, look at how smart I am, and more just like, hey, like, I really love this stuff. And I pay attention to everything. And the show's 3 hours long, and like the audience doesn't necessarily care about, like, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans bench. So we don't talk about everything every day. But like, you don't think I'm paying attention to Tyler Shuck and the way he's playing for the Saints and what this means for New Orleans moving forward? And maybe the Saints don't have to spend a first round pick at the quarterback position. Like, he's playing like he's going to be their QB1 week one next season. Like, he's been pretty good. He looked like Taysom Hill running the ball last week. And he got a good arm, too, as the Saints upset the Bucs on the road. That's a signature win. And look, like, Tampa's not nearly as good as it looked early in the season, but that's a great win for Tyler Shuck. And I think Kellen Moore can coach in the New Orleans Saints. So if I think that's true, and I like the upside of Tyler Shuck, and Carolina is a team of extreme variance, I'll lean into that variance. I think the Saints will win, with apologies to my friend Dr. Eric Eager and the Carolina Panthers. 3 more games to get to, week 15. Niners and the Titans in San Francisco, we could be quick on this one. San Fran, 12.5 coming off the bye, total 44.5. I want to know what turns you on. I want to know how the Tennessee Titans are getting any stops in this game. How are the Niners not dropping 40 on that ass? How's that happening? This brutal Titans defense. How's it happening? I don't know if I want to bet San Fran just because, you know, like, yeah, they're up by 17. And here's Cam, like, the ultimate gunslinger, Cam Ward, at the end of the game trying to scroll on through the back door. I think this game's going to be a pass for me. Lean towards San Fran, lean towards over 44.5. And now let's get to primetime. It's a sin that Cowboys-Vikings is a Sunday night game, but it's Dallas, so I kind of understand. Dallas is a 6-point home favorite against Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy, who looked pretty good last week. Again, to reiterate, like, we can't get to everything every day. J.J. McCarthy played pretty well against Washington, and the Vikings shut out the Commanders 31-0. Dallas 6, total 48.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I may regret this, and I haven't made the bet yet. This feels like a big number for the Cowboys to be laying. Where we go from Dallas needing to cover all these games as a dog, and now we need Dallas to win by margin against a really well-coached team. And J.J. McCarthy does kind of seem like he's on the come right now. They played well last week, and maybe he sucks, and maybe this is week two against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football all over again. It could happen, right? And I haven't bet the game yet. I think it's probably too big of a number, though, for the Cowboys to be laying. Betting market seems to agree with me for now. The six is juiced towards Minnesota, so maybe we'll come off six. I think I'm going to bet Minnesota during the break. I would like to capture a full six here with the Vikings. So hear me right now. I am not saying the Cowboys are going to lose. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is I don't know if I want to bet Dallas to win a game by a touchdown or more against a team that is at least competent and well-coached in the Minnesota Vikings, even if I don't love the way Kevin O'Connell has handled the quarterback position this year and the fact that they lied to us about J.J. McCarthy's ankle sprain for 6 weeks. So Minnesota plus six is going to be a bet that I make during the break. And we can readdress it as the week rolls on. And we'll close Monday Night Football. And I think about anyone, if I say Steelers-Dolphins Monday Night Football, anyone remember that 3-0 final score like 20 years ago in that monsoon where one of the teams punted the ball and it literally landed and didn't move in the ground because of the field was so destroyed by the rain. Anyway, Pittsburgh, 3.5 against 6-7. So this is 7-6 against 6-7. Miami's in the thick of it. I don't think Miami will make the playoffs, but man, Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job next year. Like that's going to happen if they keep this up. Pittsburgh, 3.5, total 42. We might go down to 3. I think I agree with this move down to 3. Mike McDaniel has done something really intelligent. He's completely changed this offense. Like, gone are the days of the high-flying Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, high-octane, quick passing game. And they have morphed into this run-first team. And like we think Devon Achane's going to be good to go. If the number's 3.5, and it is right now, and I don't want to bet the game right now. Let's see where things are at injury-wise. I think the bet has to be on Miami. Maybe not to win. But if the spread's going to be more than 3, I do lean towards the Miami Dolphins. On the other side, the stove is getting hotter. Pete Alonso's an Oriole. We're talking Major League Baseball right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.